It's KUTX 98.9. I hope you're all having a good Monday afternoon. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We're live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer, and we'd like to welcome all the way from Dublin, Ireland, a group called Little Green Cars, who are playing tonight at the Parish. Welcome, lady and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you. You have a new album that came out last month. It's your second album called Ephemera.
That's right. You got it.
All right. Well, what do you know? And I guess you'll be playing songs from the new album tonight at the Parish, along with some older ones, I would suspect.
Yeah, there's a few old ones sprinkled in, enough to keep the crowd from booing us off stage.
Okay. So. Well, that's a good strategy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming. I know you've driven all the way from Phoenix across the great Southwest there in the desert to make it here to Austin. So you got here safe and sound.
We did.
And,
we did.
We
saw some sights. Well, we saw one side again and again.
Yeah, it's one long continuous one, exactly. Anyway, Little Green Cars, can we get you to do a song?
Yeah, yeah. This is a song called The Garden of Death.
This afternoon with Little Green Cars live in Studio 1A, and that was a tune called Garden of Death from their new album Ephemera. All right. So, kind of a dark song. I understand you guys had some setbacks kind of after the release of your first album. Did that song come in the wake?
I think it's easy to kind of, you're going to think it's a dark song from the title, but it's actually something very different. It's kind of, yeah, I guess from the experience of going to funerals and things, and you see this kind of fire and brimstone, and you know, you got to be good and stuff, and the afterlife is painted in a very black and white sort of way. And with this song, I just wanted to maybe create a place that wasn't so black and white, a kind of peaceful, more of a peaceful place that I would have preferred to have gone to than the other places. So, you know, it's a kind of requiem in that kind of way.
Well, you've just released your second album. The first album, Absolute Zero, was really successful, at least in Ireland it was, and it launched your career. You toured around, played a lot of big festivals like Coachella and Lollapalooza, came through town for South by Southwest. And now the second album has just come out. How are you kind of dealing with the whole sophomore release phenomena?
I guess in the same way as the first record, to kind of stay away from everything that's being said about it and only gauging how things are going by the reaction of the audience. You know, I think that's always a better way to look at, you know, how successful you think you are. And so with this record as well, with the first one, just playing shows, and if people are singing the lyrics, then that's a success. So for this record, we've been seeing, you know, a lot of people singing back the words to us. And for us, that's the most important thing. So that's our little success there.
All right. Any word on how the release is doing outside of Ireland?
No idea. Keep it that way.
Well, on the first album, you had a song called Harper Lee, and the title of the current album, Euphemera, is from a Yeats poem. Mm-hmm. So does that beg the question of you being literally inclined, or the band?
I guess, you know, books have always played a huge part for me anyway in writing. You know, I left school at an early age, so went, and then to continue my education, I just read a lot of books, and so a lot of these people are huge inspirations on all of us. And as well with Ephemera, you know, we wanted to, you know, we spoke so long about the meaning of what the record meant to us and things, and when we heard that word and read that poem, it just summed up everything for us. So we just, you know, they were kind of born to be together.
Any musical inspirations along the way?
No, just books.
Okay. No,
yeah, we listen to a lot of music.
Anything in particular?
It's a tough question for five people because it ranges hugely, and we kind of, you know, everyone has their own little niche in this band, and, you know, I guess our music is kind of a big mixture, hodgepodge of all those things. Mm-hmm.
You have some really nice vocal harmonies there, and I kind of don't, when I think of Little Green Cars, I don't think of you as a harmony band, harmony group per se, but some really nice harmonies going on there.
Yeah, we've been singing together since we were really young, so now instead of it being like, you know, we finished the song and now it's time to put the harmonies on, you know, it's just, I guess, just from singing so long together since we were about 15, it just kind of, it's just what feels right, I guess.
We're here live in Studio 1A with Little Green Cars. Stevie Appleby is the guitarist and vocalist. You want to take a moment and introduce your bandmates?
Oh, yeah. And on the piano is Adam.
Hello.
And singing beside me is Faye.
Hello.
And playing the bass is Donna. Hello. And playing the drums is Dylan.
Hello. All right. Little Green Cars, their new album is Ephemera. They're playing at the Parish tonight, and then heading east, I would take it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, can we get you to do another tune?
Mm-hmm.
This one's called Easier Day.
Time.
Little Green Apples live in Studio 1A. That was Faye O'Rourke there on vocals. And there's a video that goes with that. Am I right? Was that filmed in Japan?
Yeah, it was. It was an amazing opportunity. We just kind of were throwing the idea around and we had a budget, so we went over and did it. And Adam filmed everything, so we've kind of started taking control over everything that we're doing. So Adam's been making all the music videos and stuff. So.
And that's up online, I would
suspect. Yeah, it's on YouTube, you'll find it.
And on your website as well.
On our website as well.
Okay. Little Green Cars, they'll be at the Parish tonight, and check out their new album, Ephemera. You've heard a couple of tunes from that already this afternoon. We're going to close out the live portion of the broadcast, but the band's going to stick around and do another tune, and we'll have the whole set up online probably within 24 hours. Also, Jorge's here with his crew doing some videographing. Is that what we call it? And the videos will be up online, right? What, in an hour or two? Is that how that works, Jorge? Well, pretty quick anyway. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer this afternoon. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Thanks so much for coming in. It's a pleasure to have a band from overseas come in and grace our airways. So best of luck with the new album and on the tour. And a safe return home.
Thank you.
All right. We'll stick around. Sometime between now and 2 o'clock, we'll have some 3-day passes for the Austin Reggae Fest happening this weekend. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.